Here's what 1% less murder money buys you. The 1% Treaty Fund gets $27.2 billion to subsidize hyper-efficient, pragmatic clinical trials. The world saves $114 billion not spent rebuilding bombed hospitals, treating shrapnel wounds, and housing refugees. Cost of war breakdown. How 1% less violence pays for everything. An analysis of your DFDA, a decentralized FDA, shows pragmatic clinical trials can be 44.1 times more efficient. So the question isn't whether you can afford this, it's where to steal the money. Two ways you profit from building 1% fewer bombs. The captured money, $27.2 billion a year. Your governments spend $2.72 trillion yearly on things whose sole purpose is making other things stop existing. Redirect 1%. $2.72 trillion times 0.01 equals $27.2 billion. That funds the whole system, 1%, the rounding error on your murder budget. The bonus savings, $114 billion a year. That's the money you grab. Here's the money you stop lighting on fire. Wars cost $11.4 trillion a year. Build 1% fewer bombs, fight 1% fewer wars, save $114 billion. $11.4 trillion times 0.01 equals $114 billion. Money no longer spent on unblowing up hospitals and bridges, removing shrapnel from people you put shrapnel into, housing refugees, people whose homes were converted into craters. Trade disruptions. It turns out shipping containers don't fit through minefields. Where the $114 billion comes from. Based on the cost of war analysis, here's your itemized receipt for violence. Direct costs account for $7.66 trillion per year, and 1% less war saves $76.6 billion. Military budgets are $2.72 trillion, and 1% less war saves $27.2 billion. Destroying infrastructure costs $1.88 trillion, and 1% less war saves $18.8 billion. Human casualties cost $2.45 trillion, and 1% less war saves $24.5 billion. Trade disruption costs $616 billion, and 1% less war saves $6.16 billion. Indirect costs total $3.70 trillion, and 1% less war saves $37 billion. Lost economic growth totals $2.72 trillion, and 1% less war saves $27.2 billion. Veteran healthcare costs $200 billion, and 1% less war saves $2 billion. Refugee support costs $150 billion, and 1% less war saves $1.50 billion. Environmental damage costs $100 billion, and 1% less war saves $1 billion. PTSD and mental health cost $232 billion, and 1% less war saves $2.32 billion. Lost human capital cost $300 billion, and 1% less war saves $3 billion. The total cost of war is $11.4 trillion per year, and saving 1% would be $114 billion. You capture $27.2 billion for pragmatic clinical trials. You save $114 billion on not breaking stuff. On your planet, this is called a good deal. On mine, it's called so obvious that failing to do it constitutes evidence of a cognitive disability. Plus, cancer gets cured as a bonus. Almost forgot about that part.
The benefits cascade beyond medicine in ways that should be obvious but apparently aren't. Addiction is a neurological disorder. Cure the brain chemistry and the drug trade collapses. Most poverty is catastrophic medical costs. Cure the diseases and people can work again. Radicalization is often untreated mental illness. You can't bomb someone into being mentally stable. You tried this, it didn't work, cost $8 trillion, created more radicals. Fix the biology and you fix the society. This is not a new insight. It's just one your species keeps forgetting because explosions are louder than pharmacology. The formulas. The captured dividend, the money you definitely get. The societal dividend, the money you save by being slightly less insane. The formula for indirect war costs accounts for environmental damage, loss of military growth, loss of capital during conflict, and psychological costs. The elasticity question. The elasticity parameter asks the only interesting question here. If you cut military spending 1%, do war costs actually drop 1% too? Or do humans, being humans, find a way to keep killing each other at full price? E equals 0.25, the humans are barely trainable scenario where only a quarter of cuts reduce violence. E equals 0.5, the humans are somewhat rational scenario, which is historically optimistic. E equals 1.0, the full match and the baseline assumption, which is probably generous given your track record. E is greater than 1.0, the curing cancer together is better bonding than threatening each other with missiles scenario, which is suspiciously wholesome. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter. Even with the most pessimistic assumption, E equals 0.25%, the captured dividend of $27.2 billion annually is guaranteed. That money moves regardless of whether you manage to be less violent. It's a bank transfer, not a prayer. The part where the math gets embarrassing. Guaranteed money. $27.2 billion annually from a direct budget transfer. Best case, total societal benefit reaches $114 billion annually, though the range is wide because, again, your species. Worst case, even pessimistic scenarios stay above $48 billion annually, which is still the largest increase in medical research funding in human history. Context, the captured dividend alone would boost global medical research funding by approximately 40% over the current $67.5 billion baseline. You've been spending more on camouflage paint than on curing Alzheimer's. What you're assuming and where it gets shaky, the GDP multiplier.
Spend $1 on weapons, get 60 cents of economic value. Spend a dollar on healthcare? Get $4.30 back. Your species chose weapons. Every time. For centuries. I've watched you do this for 4,297 years, and it has never once gotten less baffling. The lost economic growth component, $2.7 trillion, already captures this difference. It's not double-counted, just consistently ignored. The elasticity assumption. The societal dividend assumes 1% less spending means 1% less war cost. Reality is messier. Some costs lag by years. Some wars are fueled by boredom rather than budgets, and military spending may occasionally deter a war, though it starts far more than it prevents, which is a bit like crediting your arsonist neighbor for occasionally calling the fire department. How good are the sources? I'm being honest about confidence levels, which is more than your defense contractors do. For military spending, the source is the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, or SIPRI, peer-reviewed, and the confidence is high. For infrastructure damage, the source is Brown Watson, Costs of War, and the confidence is medium. For trade disruption, the source is the World Bank, and the confidence is medium. For lost economic growth, the source is SIPRI estimates, and the confidence is medium-low. For psychological impact, the source is a PubMed meta-analysis, and the confidence is medium. For lost human capital, the source is author estimates, and the confidence is low. The safe bet.
The societal dividend is a ceiling, not a forecast. The confidence intervals are wide because your species is unpredictable, mostly in bad ways. For policy decisions, use the captured dividend, $27.2 billion. That's money directly moved to medical research. No assumptions about whether humans will fight less, no faith required, just a bank transfer from the explosion account to the medicine account. The societal dividend is the upside if you manage to behave yourselves. I'm not holding a breath. I don't have lungs, but the expression stands.